In Florida, nearly 2 million homes and businesses are without power after Hurricane Ian. That storm left Florida's power grid in shambles, even after the state's biggest utility spent billions of dollars lately to strengthen it. Officials say parts of the grid will have to be completely rebuilt. To discuss all this, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So no power immediately means no air conditioning, no refrigeration, with temps in the 80s in much of Florida. Also, gas stations need power for their pumps. But as this goes on day after day, what is the daily life impact of all this?
Well, in the short run, it's just a massive hit to business and the economy of Florida as a whole. I mean, the estimates for just the damage from the storm are ranging in the neighborhood of about $65 billion to $100 billion. So it's just a major economic catastrophe in the short run. And, you know, in addition to just sort of your typical office work and industry in Florida, obviously tourism is so crucial to the economy there. And tourists will just simply stay away at times like this until everything's cleaned up and back online. But you know what's interesting, Scott, in the long run, a disaster like this can actually help an economy like Florida boom, because when you think of, you know, $100 billion in damage, well, most of that is insured. So there will be plenty of money to rebuild, which will be, you know, mean a lot of job opportunities and opportunities for local businesses in Florida to rebuild everything that needs to be rebuilt and clean up everything that needs to be cleaned up. The problem this time, which complicates matters a little bit, is all those supply chains that you hear about, building materials and lumber, are still not completely back to normal. So it's not a typical recovery, but it's, you know, obviously the best they'll be able to do given the circumstances.
And as far as electricity and the power grid, would you anticipate there will be money for that? We know that in parts of the country, this infrastructure is really old. I mean, some pieces of the grid are more than 100 years old.
Yeah. And, you know, Florida's, they've spent a lot, as you pointed out at the opening, to sort of try to storm-proof the grid as much as possible. The according to the Florida Public Service Commission, the four biggest utilities spent about $3 billion on storm protection in 2020 and 2021. There were still flaws with it. There were estimates from some power companies that many of the poles that had failed inspection and still needed to be replaced. And it's hard to really sort of stormproof an electric grid against this type of just massive, powerful storm. It's really just so strong and powerful that, given the state of the technology and the industry in the U.S. today, it's almost impossible to really make it completely invulnerable to this type of massive storm.
Yeah. Finally, Mike, we know a large industry in Florida is, of course, citrus. The state supplies nearly all the orange juice in the country. How badly is it affected, and how long might this last?
It's been pretty, you know, unfortunately, Scott, the orange industry in Florida was already having some pretty big problems because of a disease called citrus greening, which basically damages the oranges and eventually kills the trees. So inventories of Florida orange juice were already very low compared to previous years. That orange price juice prices have soared as a result, up about 36% this year. And once those trees are damaged, it's really hard to sort of fix that problem. You have to basically grow new trees to replace them. So, it's going to take time, basically, is the main resource that will be needed to allow Florida's orange crop to get back to where it was.
Yeah, well, problem upon problem in that crucial industry. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you as always.
Thanks, Scott.